Blog Talk Radio.
Interesting burpees today, and we'll try to make this up Monday. I will get into Alfred E. Smith, the late president, Mr. O, and the Republican candidate, Mitt Romney, were at the Alfred E. Smith dinner with the Archbishop Cardinal of New York, Cardinal Dolan. A lot of people know very little about Alfred E. Smith, who was governor of New York. He's from the, not backyards, that's a Chicago term, but he was from Dock, and he had that New York accent. He was wet. He was the first open Roman Catholic to run for president. Now, earlier in late 1800s, 19th century, I think it was a Reed from Maine, not whose mother was Roman Catholic, but I don't think he practiced. Anyway, and then, of course, Herbert Hoover had his vice president, Charles Curtis, who was baptized a Roman Catholic on an Indian reservation. So it depends on how you want to look at it. And, of course, Mitt Romney is not the first Mormon to run for president. It was Joseph Smith, who was assassinated in, I think, Nauvoo, Illinois. But anyway, we'll get into Alfred Smith, governor of New York and presidential candidate, Anna Wett, means he was against prohibition. We'll get into him come Monday. Anyway, interesting birthdays. We're nearly at the end of October and coming close to Halloween and a few other things, and the election, of course. Among the interesting birthdays, this fellow who's from the Hudson Bay, which is northern Canada, John McLaughlin, he came down into Oregon, and of course there was that famous fight between the British and the Americans over the Oregon-British Columbia boundary called 5440 or Fight, and it was finally settled where the upper part of the Oregon Territory became Washington State, and then there was British Columbia, which is Canada. There was a three-fingered baseball player named Mordecai Brown. He was born today. And, of course, the great urbanologist, Lewis Mumford. Of course, he was controversial in some areas, his birthday. And 40-knot Burke. It was the admiral who, in World War II, Naval Academy graduate, who was commander of a flotilla of destroyers and later became a CNO, Chief of Naval Operations, I think, about the Kennedy administration. Emil Gale is a great Russian pianist, very dour face. He made recordings with Fritz Reiner of the Chicago Symphony, Brahms' second piano concerto. It was one of his best. Jack Anderson, who wrote about me, he was a Mormon and from Utah, and he had his column. He wrote about a book that I'd worked on and was a limited published book, and we're redoing parts of it. And they're in a video e-magazine called Easy Pickings, and next week we'll have on the web or over this weekend when graft and government grants embrace, and we'll expose some of the people who worked for HUD, Housing and Urban Development, which incidentally, George Romney, the father of Mitt Romney, George Romney was the Secretary of Urban and Housing and Urban Development in one of the administrations. But anyway, Jack Anderson wrote, worked with other Drew Pearson and other, I guess you could call them mudrakers. He did have this longtime column, and his some of his people have gone on to conservative broadcasting in the East. Bernard Hepton, his birthday today. Remember him in the first version of Smiley's People with Alec Guinness. And, of course, the guy who wrote Smiley's pieces, John Le Carré, his birthday today. And Amy Carter, the daughter of former President Jimmy Carter. Among the deaths today, we had Guy Young, who was kind of a laid-back actor. I hate that term. He murdered his wife, to whom he was married 3 weeks, and then he committed suicide. We had Maurice Bishop, the premier or prime minister of Grenada, and he was assassinated, and then there was the invasion by American forces in the President Reagan administration. And among the events today, Cornwallis surrendered at Yorktown in 1781. Lord Cornwallis was quite a general, and I understand him and George Washington used to occasionally meet for dinner. It was kind of a gentleman's war in that respect. Anyway, after Cornwallis surrendered at Yorktown, the reason he surrendered was because the British fleet couldn't break the blockade of the French fleet, and that's why we have this long-term relationship with France, because they helped America and helped Washington win the Revolutionary War. And there is a piece of music which is appropriate today for a lot of reasons. It's also the date in 1814 when Napoleon left Moscow, and the music played at this Yorktown at the surrender of the British was called "The World Turned Upside Down," and we are looking for it right now. I just set it up. It should be here. Where is it? Oh boy, I thought I had it, but we're still having some problems with this damn micro. Mouse. As I said, it's not the four-legged type; it's the two-legged type. And let me try one more time because it's an interesting piece of music. And I know we had it because I went through all the trouble to find a rare recording of it, one that's in the public domain. Let me see. One more time. Let's see where the heck it is. I hate to... all right, this mouse, I'm going to kill it. it should be here. The shadow. Oh, boy. I don't know what to say, folks. Well, anyway... this is one of these weird things. Anyway, among the other birthdays today, other events today, Napoleon retreated from Moscow in the War of 1812. Now, we always play the 1812 overture on July 4th, but it has nothing to do with the American Revolutionary War. I guess it's the canon. And we hear this all the time. But anyway, this is what he played, the 1812 overture, but hopefully something will be composed that's more appropriate to the American Revolutionary War and the War of Independence for us, and the time of that war in the 17th century. Another birthday today, or another event, Elizabeth Blackwell became the first woman to get a medical degree here in America. In 1933, the German Olympic Committee introduced basketball. That's why you see basketball played in parts of in the Olympics. And, of course, it's the Cubans may have been very good at this. I understand Fidel Castro may be ill, and it's about time that old rascal goes. We also have today, MacArthur said, "I shall return," and he did to the Philippines. And, of course, the Americans started to return on this day in 1944. And then in 1946, as agreed, the United States granted independence to the Republic of the Philippines. And they've always had this relationship. Okay, and now, and then talking about end of the war, Harry Truman signed the end of the war with Germany in 1951. In 1960, talking about Fidel Castro, we had the embargo in place on China, on Cuba, and of course it's still going on today. I can't find the world turned upside down. I don't know what happened, folks. So, anyway, isn't it interesting that well, we do have the Planned Parenthood. I did promise that, and that came up in the so-called debate. Between Mitt Romney and Mr. Roe. So I think maybe next week we'll play that because we're going to have the final so-called debate. This is really messy. I'm going to kill this mouse. And then we're going to get into a real Project Censored. We have a Project Censored so-called coming out of Sonoma College, but it's all politically correct. And we will get into part of this is how the radical left censors politically incorrect news and information, and it's part of the book we wrote, Easy Pickings, When Graft and Government Grants Embrace. We'll have a documented excerpt from that, how a former HUD official invested $100 and got a $10 million project that enabled her, with all the other graft, to retire in pricey Cape Cod, Massachusetts. So we will, and then again, on the update of the Oral Stewart case, I have agreed to put the make the database available to any law enforcement sources that are interested who have cold cases that involve suspected homosexual predators, and this is background information developed when we started the investigation of the Steve Mary case back in 1996. Some of it comes from 1970 when I covered was a liaison to the Nixon Pornography Commission that was held here in San Francisco. So we will end with our usual theme, and we'll be back, hopefully get all these problems resolved. This is really embarrassing, and it's frustrating. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker. They didn't play any poker last night at the Alfred E. Smith dinner, and we'll get into Alfred E. Smith come Monday. So go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas, and we'll end with our theme.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the
plan? I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight. Possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's it bound? We should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of? Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one.
I never even met him.
I say, when you got a parrot jack, better.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, jump them up and cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, how to bet,
where to go.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
Well, we'll be back Monday at 4 p.m. Hopefully we'll have the mouse problem resolved and some of these other difficulties. We purchased a lot of new equipment. It's Peter Paul Rizzola, and go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmicusVeritas. Good night, and I'm sorry for the late delay.